This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. By a vote of 219 to 208, the House referred two articles of impeachment against President Biden, one for abuse of power and one for dereliction of duty. Speaker Kevin McCarthy allowed the impeachment articles to advance without officially endorsing them. Representative Lauren Boebert, the Republican from Colorado, prompted the action this week to force a vote on the resolution that accuses Biden of orchestrating an invasion of the United States through lax immigration policies. Most Democrats denounced the move to impeach. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its five passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
The Qatari Investment Authority is close to buying a stake in three American professional sports teams.
The Athletic reports the sovereign wealth fund of Qatar is in talks to buy a stake in the parent company that owns Washington's local NBA, NHL, and WNBA teams. The deal for the small ownership stake would be valued at about $4 billion. This follows an agreement between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabian-owned public investment fund to merge the tour and LIV Golf. I'm Ryan Daniels.
USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Immigration, not the birth rate, is responsible for a slight increase in the number of white and Asian people in the USA.
The Census Bureau measures population growth two ways, immigration and natural growth, where births outnumber deaths. This new report says were it not for immigration, the number of white people in the USA would have decreased last year by more than 85,000. It's the same dynamic for Asians. On the other hand, the Hispanic population grew by more than 1 million last year. Three-quarters of that fueled by natural growth. That was also the biggest factor in the population increases for blacks and Native Americans. I'm Richard Johnson.
And again, our top story, the Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that had been missing.
The Coast Guard says the missing submersible used to view the Titanic suffered a catastrophic implosion. Parts of the missing Titan was found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Questions are being raised. Discovery Channel Expedition Unknown host Josh Gates took a dive in the Titan and said he refused a second trip because of safety concerns.
I think there are still big questions that need to be answered here about the thoroughness of actual deep water testing of Titan before its missions.
An investigation is underway to determine what exactly happened. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening in to TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, the thing we love about this country is that we understand what is justice, right? I mean, things are off a little, you know, off-center just a bit because perception has been ruling, as we were talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley in the first hour. This is the dynamic that takes place between that which is fair and that which is just. That which is fair is something that we perceive to be so. That which is just is a consistent standard. And when these two objects collide, you know, these dynamics come together, you have what we have right now. And the American people are responding, especially in light of what happened with the Hunter Biden case. They see this as unjust, and they see this as a two-tiered justice system, which is verboten. I mean, this cannot be the case, although, you know, Wilfred Riley did remind us that, you know, people get breaks in courts, and I get that. And there's probably some other things that I don't want to, you know, bring them up and get you excited. But the reality is that this has been going on for a long time, more than just, you know, a beautiful woman getting a better break than an ugly guy in court. We've seen this happen. That's the reality. We've seen this happen time and time again. We got John Fleetwood joining us now. He's the managing editor for American Faith. John, would you agree with that, this stress dynamic between that which is fair and that which is just?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing that on full display with how they're treating Donald Trump, whether you love him or hate him.
Right.
They impeached him twice. They threw a Russia collusion hoax, which we know was false. That's why they censored Adam Schiff. The House censored Adam Schiff because he lied about it, pushed the fake story.
And that was even before the Durham report, John, we knew this, right? This is the thing. The Durham report to Adam Schiff's and the Democrats' dismay, it brings it back into the crosshairs again and puts it right in front of the American people. They're looking for all the millions of dollars, our money, taxpayer dollars, to spend on this time and again, whether it's Mueller, whether Durham, ad nauseum. It's like, wait a minute, you know, we can spend all this money proving what we've already known early on, that now we find out that even the FBI 2 years earlier knew this thing was, but 4 years earlier, knew it was bogus. And they continued on with this, right?
Yeah, and to your credit, you've been talking about this for a long time. So just we kind of didn't need the Durham report. I mean, we've known it all along, you know, because smart sleuths like you have you know, you've been reporting this, so we didn't.
But it takes a while to get.
To hear.
Yeah, But it takes a while to understand what the infrastructure was that allowed this to happen. You know, why was it that John McCain, you know, participated in this? Why was this that Paul Ryan, why was this that Mitch McConnell participated in this? Because they were convinced by the FBI that Donald Trump was evil and that he threatened the, the Democratic Republic. And they were, this is what they perceived. This was the doctrine that went about, and this is what drove all these decisions that absolutely, you know, as has been defined, John, has become the the Trump derangement syndrome.
And there's a lot of people suffering that from that right now. Even, and it's not just the left; it's people on the right too. You see all the case in point is all the Republicans who have been critical of. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert,
yes.
Her efforts to impeach Joe Biden. She's got a resolution to impeach him for high crimes.
And so does Marjorie Taylor Greene, too, John.
So
both the ladies have it. Yes, right, exactly. So, but you know, the thing is...
However... Well, I just want to point out, and we should point out, that Kevin McCarthy... the Republican from California, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, was telling members of the GOP, members of the Republican Party, not to impeach Biden right now, not to allow Lauren Boebert's, Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach Biden go through. Why would he be doing that? And you know what his answer was? Was, we don't want to do to them what they did to us. Think about how stupid that is. I just want to be frank here. It's a very stupid comment. It's like if you're getting hit, if we're in a war and we're getting hit with our with artillery, there's bullets flying at us, and your squad leader comes up and says, no, you know what, we don't want to return fire because we don't want to do to them.
Hold your ammo.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is a war. We are in a war. Look at the border. Look at what Biden's done to the southern border. Look at what's going on in Texas. I just saw a report that came out this morning that now the Latino population is bigger than the white population in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, however you feel about whatever side, you're a Democrat or a Republican, those demographics have changed in Texas in a large measure because of the failed southern border policy of the Biden administration, and that's why Mayorkas, who's that's his prerogative, is to protect Americans. What other point is there for?
Yeah, this is why he needs to be impeached. He needs to be impeached, and I don't think we don't need any more. I think what McCarthy is doing, and not that I'm totally defending him, but I kind of understand that you've got this investigation with Comer. I think you got to really, evidently, he feels like there's some more ducks in a row to get here, to really tie everything down in such a way to where it's inarguable, as much as it can be. You know, you and I look at this and go, you got Adam Schiff, who deserved to be censured, all right? And he defiantly stands in the well of the House, along with his fellow Democrats, pretty much just saying, you know, I don't care. Nah, 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 you know, kind of deal. It's like, wait a minute. Right? I mean,
we need to be aware of the politics like you talked about. It's not about left, right. It's about right and wrong. It's not about right and left. It's about right and wrong.
Exactly.
So we've got people on who say they're on the right, like Kevin McCarthy. They give these ridiculous reasons why not to impeach Joe Biden, who's pushing his great reset. He calls it Big Back Better, but it's just part of the World Economic Forum's great reset.
Exactly.
Where America's no longer going to be the world's leading superpower. So why would you not want to impeach this president? It doesn't make any sense other than McCarthy's compromise. He's done some good things, but this is just—it just doesn't make any sense unless he's compromised. So
I think the impeachment is inevitable, John. especially in light of what, you know, some of these tapes are revealing. Now you have Joe Biden, who has insisted that he didn't talk to his son about anything that was going on with Burisma and that, which we all knew was a big lie. But now he's in the room. He's in the room on a phone call to the Chinese, you know, basically fleecing them for money for the Biden family. Uh-oh.
That's right.
Got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with John Fleetwood. Just a couple of quick no bueno segments that we have with John here. I would say the response of Congress to hand out some consequences duly deemed consequences finally to Adam Schiff, who lied repeatedly, and, you know, the House censured him. No bueno was his response. What a little brat. You know, I mean, look at you need to go, you know, as my dad would say, you know, to the woodshed to receive your discipline. And you need to accept it like a man. Well, no. And, of course, that's typical of the left as well, John, because they circled the wagons about him to somehow justify that it's okay to lie to the American people. But this really says something, you know, more severe, that if the Democratic Party and those on the left really believe, after all the American money that was spent to prove that they got bamboozled and they were totally wrong, and they insist on this narrative, this false narrative, it's like, you know what? There isn't amount. There isn't enough votes. There's not enough, you know, censure. You just need therapy. You know what I'm saying, John? Does that make sense? I mean,
absolutely.
You know, to hold on to this. This is nuts. On the Bueno side, the Durham report, again, just as you said, it proved what we've known all along. I mean, it really did prove. I mean, this was like an end zone dance, right? It's not only a touchdown, it's touchdown on top of a touchdown, and here's the football. We're spiking the football in, you know, in the end zone. We were right. I say we. The truth was right, and you were wrong. And you knew you were wrong all along, because going back to 2016, the FBI had all the evidence, and they colluded. And as you and I were talking about earlier about this, and I think this is, you know, the realization, which is kind of part of the no bueno side here, John, is that the establishment was led to believe by the FBI, much the same way, like, remember we had 51 of these intel officers that Joe Biden referred to during the debate with Donald Trump, that, oh no, that laptop is Russian disinformation, 51, and of course, you know, boy, that thing spread. That spread like cancer in the wide open air. And all the media just bought into it. They had the talking points already down in advance, and they shut this thing down. And then we find out that they were bamboozled, and they went along with it. But see, this is all a perception. It's a mindset. And this is what we're living with today. And it's just like you said, it's not about Democrats, not about Republicans. This partisanship is what got us in trouble. It's about, and I like how you said that, John, it's about right versus wrong. And that's what we have to do. That's part of the first principles that we must return to if we're going to get this country back on track, right?
Right. It's not left versus right. It's not right versus left. It's right versus wrong. And unfortunately, what the mainstream media does is they cover this stuff up. I mean, even, you know, Fox News wasn't running any other headlines, but what's been going on with this Titan submarine story, I guess it's bueno that we figured out what happened, but the no bueno is that, you know, we've learned from the Wall Street Journal that the Biden administration, the Navy, heard an explosion that they believed to be, or they heard a noise that they believed to be an implosion of that sub, because it happened in that area where they went down. And it looks like Biden has held on to the information, and to let the story drag out, and the mainstream media went along with it and just dragged it out and dragged it out, and covered up what happened with Durham, covered up with, you know, what you're bringing up with what's been shown with the Bidens, Hunter essentially, you know, extorting money from the Chinese and getting paid by the Chinese, which is wrong, obviously. Right. And that should have been the biggest story. But no, it's this Titan story. And why was it being covered so much? Well, because the mainstream media pushed it, and apparently because, you know, Biden held on to the information and didn't allow it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, meanwhile, you've got these search efforts where multiple countries, even the French, I believe, were involved. You know, think of all the taxpayer dollars that were spent looking for this when the Navy already knew that there was an implosion. You know, what's interesting about that, Bill, is I was listening to James Cameron was giving his take on
this.
That's
powerful.
He's the director of the film Titanic,
and yes.
He said he said he believed, because he went down 33 times to during the filming of that movie, so he's in with that tight-knit community. So he's talking to that sub-community, and he said he knew four things. He knew that there was a descent. They were at about 3,500 feet. Mm. He said, the first thing was they were descending. He said he knew they were at 3,500 feet. The third thing was they knew they lost comms. This was on Sunday. And right. They knew they lost tracking. And he said that last thing was the most important because the device for tracking is autonomous. It's got its own, you know, pressure, reading capabilities. It's got its own battery. So Kirk Cameron said he knew, you know, by Monday that there had to have been an implosion. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting to me that you've got these experts that they know there was an implosion. The Navy knew there was an implosion, but they dragged this out to keep, you know, put the shiny thing in front of the American people so they don't see what's going on with Biden.
Right, right. You misspoke here really quick. I don't want people to think that Kirk Cameron, we're not talking about the actor. We're talking James Cameron, but that's okay. Just to make sure that we're right on the record, Dr. Riley said this morning that, this was all orchestrated, you know, in order that they took advantage. And this is what, again, the left does, not letting a good crisis go to waste. What can we do? You know, our guy is in trouble. He's taken on water. And so we've got to preserve his position as president, he and his family, and protect them and the son. And, of course, the biased legal system here. And he says the pressure underneath was taken advantage to reduce the pressure that was above. And it's sad to think of it in those terms, but this is what we're, you know, finding out that... You have the cabal all in concert working the same message, protecting an incompetent president. And for him to do this, I mean, this is, you know, it reminds me a bit, if all this is true, because my first thought is this Benghazi all over again? I mean, we have Afghanistan, where we've got leadership that can't responsibly do their job and protect innocence?
It's a good wake-up call, Bill, for people to see, for your audience to see, for our readers at AmericanFaith.com to see that these are the tactics that we are up against.
Right.
Okay? They're cutthroat, and they'll use the deaths of these five people, horrible, horrible tragedy. They'll use that in order to move their political football forward. That's what we're up against. And frankly, Bill, I mean, for me, it's like, that's kind of why I want a guy like Trump in office, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to like stump for Trump or anything like that, but I'm just saying Trump was just on with Bret Baier and he's like, you know, I want to be less combative. Some people want me to be less combative. And I hear Republicans say that. And it's like, are you kidding me? The left, they're cutthroat.
Right. Exactly.
It's not left right.
I think he has to find a way
on both sides.
I think he has to really, you know, and I think Trump does a great job. And you read my open letter to Donald Trump, which people have picked up and responded to, my suggestion is he needs to be strategic and use a scalpel on these things to where, you know, he can be combative in a way that's clean, it's to the point, and move on. You know, Bret Baier, he knew going in there that Bret Baier, it doesn't matter. You know, Fox, Bret Baier, the rest of them, they believe that it was a legitimate election. That's fine. That's fine if you believe it, you know, but Bret Baier throws it out there because he just wants to poke him. But Donald Trump should know by now what to do when that comes up. Don't spend, you know, 3-5 minutes defending what they believe is indefensible. Hey, give your point of view, you know, a one-sentence response and move it on. And go and talk about, the vision that you have for this country and how to make America great again, in my humble opinion. He's John Fleetwood from AmericanFaith.com. Thank you, John.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its five passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Carrere, the native New Orleans. His award-winning program, Ringside Politics. His show is live right now on WGSO 990 AM. And so we'll be joining our audience with his and, we'll talk a little bit of baseball. We'll also talk about, if we get around to it, I'm sure, the case that is right now being debated in New Orleans regarding constitutional carry. More and more states are saying, hey, look, we're going to go along with what our Constitution says, that we don't need to do a lot of fussing and have a license and everything like that. It is our constitutional right to carry a sidearm and to carry guns. And so Louisiana, which is interesting because they have a majority of Republicans who are pro-Second Amendment. And they are stalling here. So it'll be interesting to get, Jeff's look-see and understanding on that. And, of course, we're talking about, what's happening, within our culture right now. So we should be joining Jeff just about right now. And I'm waiting to hear him in the background coming through. So Jeff Carrere, he is the Cajun Crusher. And we'll be hooking up here with WGSO 990 AM. Jeff, are you there? Okay, I guess we're still waiting to get the cords connected together here, so we should have it in just a moment. One of the things that Jeff... Okay, here we are. Here we go. I knew it'd work. Sometimes, the thing about electronics, when I was going through broadcasting school, we had to do troubleshooting with electronics and our, right. our get out of jail card, whenever there was a problem, we would just say, because the instructor would say, well, what's wrong with this problem? Why isn't this thing connecting? And so our answer was always, there's a knot in the cord. So that covers everything. So that's probably what happened. There was a knot in our cord right now. But anyway, I'm glad the guys that know better got us untangled. Speaking of knots in the cord, definitely knots in the cord in Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine with the L.A. Dodgers. I mean, what the heck were they thinking with the Nuns of Perpetual Indulgence, huh?
I know. Bill, it's one of the most reprehensible things I've ever seen. It's one thing to do a Pride Night. It's another thing to give a community Heroes Award to an organization that mocks Catholics. They dress up in grotesque outfits with makeup and do mock crucifixions of Jesus using the cross as a stripper pole.
Right.
They're disgusting. They're hate-filled. And the Dodgers awarded them for, you know, quote, contributions to the LGBTQ plus community. And they awarded them. And it's something from my research that found out it's been going on for 10 years. So, I mean, this is an ongoing affiliation that the Dodgers have chosen. And my question is, why don't you just play baseball? I mean, what
right.
in the world is
exactly.
all this nonsense? Why
yeah, that's
you
where we go.
With hate groups.
Right. That's what we go to the games for and bring our kids to the games is what happens inside of the lines, not outside. But you would think by now, Jeff, I mean, the NFL found out the hard way. It cost them a lot of money. Bud Light is still losing money. I mean, Modelo has taken over as the number one
right.
beer in this country because of the antics of Bud Light. So this woke crowd continues to go broke, but I guess somebody must be underwriting this these stupid business decisions because they continue to do this. I think the other thing, just to, you know, in terms of the Dodgers, I thought it was
right.
interesting that you had thousands of Catholics out, speaking of things inside the line, outside of the stadium there at Chavez Ravine. They were praying against this
right.
whole situation. Meanwhile, the Dodgers decided to have the award, present the award way, way early. I mean, there were probably, right. when I looked in the stands,
50
people. I don't even, yeah, if that, Jeff, if that. And
right.
so it was quite embarrassing. But even more
yeah.
embarrassing was after all the prayers, I don't know if you want to put a divine connection. Many people who were there are going to hold to it. That's their story. They're going to stick to it, that God answered their prayers, and the Dodgers got their butts kicked by their nemesis,
you know
the
what?
Giants,
that's,
15
that's,
to nothing.
That's,
yeah.
that's appropriate. They had their worst loss in 125 years on Saturday. They
yeah.
lost Friday. They lost Sunday. They got swept by the Giants. And here's the thing, Bill, as you said, you had thousands of Catholics, Christians. There was a Jewish rabbi participating in one of the ceremonies, expressing his disgust with what was going on. So you had people coming together prayerfully, in a peaceful manner, demonstrating against what the Dodgers were doing. It was really gratifying to see all these folks out there. They shut down the entrance to Dodger Stadium at one point. They had so many people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, inside, the contrast couldn't be more stark. You know, you're
exactly.
awarding a hate group. Outside, you have people praying and at Mass. And it was good to see people stand up to this. And, again, I'm wondering, I mean, the Dodgers are the second most valuable club in the Major League Baseball.
Right.
With a value of, like, $4.8 billion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And why would they offend 1.3 billion Catholics, millions of people of their fans in their own community by doing this? I mean, it's just
right.
insane to think about it.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, you know, keep in mind here, and there might be some relationship here, is, you know, Magic Johnson is a minority owner in the Dodgers, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Magic Johnson, of course, I think there's some family issues and connections there that leads him into the, you know, LGBTQ community. And, you know, maybe this is part of the influence here, possibly. I don't know. But, you know, the thing is you get into business to make money, not to lose money. And all these
right.
businesses that are going woke. It's like, wait a minute,
right.
you know, whether it's Disney, you know, the billions of dollars, for it, how would you like to be a stockholder in Disney? You know, it's like, wait a minute, you just killed my 401k here.
Or how about a stockholder in Kohl's or a stockholder
yes.
in Target
yes.
or in
exactly.
Anheuser-Busch? So, I mean, they don't seem to ever get the message. What they're doing is not good for the bottom line. It's something mm-hmm. that people are not accepting, and it's hurting their business. Yet they keep doing it. And Disney keeps releasing woke movies, Bill.
Right.
I mean, they keep doubling down on it. It's really a crazy strategy.
It really is. Well, the thing is, and we don't need to participate with it, Jeff. You know, people of faith, people who don't believe in this, regardless of what, you know, Chuck Schumer, I mean, Schumer just drives me nuts. He makes these just outlandish statements like Adam Schiff. He needs to be censured. You know, we just need to get the left all together. We'll just censure them as one body. It's like, look at, you know, I was saying earlier, you know, they don't need to be censured. They need therapy. Because of the lies that they're putting out there. I mean, Schumer's saying, whoa, there's all these attacks, you know, by the, you know, on LGBTQ. No, it's the other way around. They're attacking Christians. You know, they are the ones that are, you know, burning down, you know, pro-life facilities and all this other stuff. But no, you know, it's, and Schumer's protecting them with these lies, getting people to, you know, think that, oh, he must be right. I mean, this, after all, he's the leader of the Senate, right?
They're trying to change the narrative. They're trying to promote a fiction. Just look in Nashville where you had a transgender shooter kill six Christians.
Exactly.
And somehow the story got changed into the trans community there was being threatened when Christians were being targeted.
Right.
I saw this week a courageous young lady, Riley Gaines, get up before Congress and say, hey, while you're promoting the trans community, what about the women? What about women? Who's going to stand up for women? And we're now being abused by this whole situation. So maybe people are waking up here, Bill. I'm hoping.
Jeff, but what, you know, this thing has become so ideological and so partisan that even the women, you know, wasn't that long ago, right? We had hashtag women, you know? Where are they? Where are the feminists? I mean, they're just allowing these young girls to get pummeled and to be overwhelmed by these athletes who suddenly decide, oh, you know, I feel like a woman, so now I'm going to go compete against women. Like, that's a fair fight. And anybody that participates in athletics knows that that's not fair. We got 30 seconds left, Jeff. I'll let you wrap it up.
There
go
are
ahead.
A few of them. Riley Gaines is one, courageous young lady. And even Martina Navratilova. She's just standing up for women and saying, hey, this is ridiculous. This can't continue. So hopefully there'll be more and more that'll start doing that and pushing back against this dangerous agenda, Bill. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, between the two of us, we're going to continue to promote the truth and courage, Jeff Cruer. Okay, are you in?
You got it, my friend. You got it.
You got it, buddy. Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, some have commented, and I got a couple of texts here regarding bueno, no bueno. Hey, yeah, I want to hear. Let us know, you know, what your bueno, no bueno of the week is, okay? And we'll post it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Fret you none. So, you know, write down what was, you know, the standout for you regarding bueno, what you saw as a positive, you know, that happened, you know, versus a negative in your world, because you know, this is what we want to do. We want to we want to promote you know, your ideas as well. The other thing too, very briefly, I want to thank you for those of you that have contributed to our listener supported campaign for truth and liberty. We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and as you figured out, this is one of the few radio shows that is so committed to the truth, especially from a biblical worldview. There's not many places you're going to go to find, you know, this kind of content in pursuit of the truth, especially from a biblical worldview. And so you have helped us out immensely. And recently, if you've been hearing, we have expanded the show. We do a daily television show at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can download it. You can catch it live here at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Download it later. Share it with your friends and neighbors. And we spend an hour, reserved an hour, but actually it's about 40 minutes or so of programming content. So we're able to go in deep on specific topics. Like, for example, this week we did some a deep down study with a forensic expert regarding Jeffrey Epstein. Was it murder or was it suicide? So we're taking these topics and being able to give you more information about them, and it's our gift to you. And this is what your tax-deductible donation has allowed us to do, to expand the show beyond the 3 hours that we do every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. We're now doing a show on television at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And all you have to do is go to BillMartinezShow.com. Whatever God puts on your heart to donate, I just say thank you. I mean, we get a lot of, you know, donate, you know, $5, $7. I like 7. I don't know. There's just something about the number 7. I've always liked 7. So, you know, any donation, whatever it is, thank you so much for doing so. It is tax deductible because we are partnering with Hill of Hope. They're a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. The donation, so when you see Hill of Hope, you will know that it'll go to the Bill Martinez Show. It just goes through them. So, your donation is tax deductible and you get a tax break, okay? Because you deserve it. All right. And thank you. Thank you for supporting the show. Hey, my good friend Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com, joins us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for being patient and standing by as we, doing a little promotion, you know, for the show and updating everybody on what's going on here. I'm real excited about, what God has been doing, you know, with this show that, you know, we started 15 years ago, Adam. And, for many years before, you may or may not know, but, you know, I was in LA radio. I was on air personnel. I worked some great radio stations there. And then I ran radio stations and built sales teams, did all that good stuff. Radio has been in my blood forever. And then when I went to Bible college and got my degree in theology, I felt like God was calling me. I thought into ministry, and and then God said, "Well, not exactly. You know, I want you to get behind the microphone." I said, "Well, God, you sure that's what you want me to do?" Because when I was behind the microphone before, I was a juvenile delinquent, you know, playing records and taking requests and doing all that good stuff and interviewing celebrities, but not doing a talk show and certainly not talking about the Word of God. But God in His magnificence and His ability to see beyond our limitations says, "No, I got a better idea for you." So here we are, 15 years later, and now realizing something that I had hoped for 15 years ago, and that is doing this TV show, which is, just a lot of fun, to be able to do that and have extra time with our guests. So that's kind of an update on Bill Martinez as it stands right now.
It's really fun, and maybe fun is too frivolous a word. It's amazing to see how God takes our fishes and loaves, right?
Yeah,
and
right,
we
exactly.
have an idea, I think if we're paying attention, hopefully most of us have at least a little bit of an idea of, okay, this is what I'm good at, this is my contribution, but He takes it and He multiplies it. And I don't want to descend into biblical cliches, but I think just seeing God's providential hand at work, He uses our experiences. He never wastes anything, though. He takes our pain, He takes our successes, He takes our relationship connections, and He weaves all of that into, a bigger story. And that's what we deal with at Plugged In. I'm the director of Plugged In at Focus on the Family, obviously. And you and I often talk about all sorts of philosophical and theological and historical things. But, entertainment is all about story, right? We live in this world where there are competing stories with regard to what's true, what's right, what's good. Right. And what we really want to do is equip people to think about those stories from a biblical perspective. And, the good stories actually help us to see our stories better. That's one of the things I've learned about The Chosen is it's something that I can relate to with my story. So anyway, I'm sort of free associating with myself.
Well, no, that's fine because
story.
Yeah. See, Adam, because this is what it is, and the reason I share it with people because people got to think, hey, look at if God's going to do it for this knucklehead, he what's He going to do with me and my story, And again, this is what God does. This is He does it naturally because He is our Father, which art in heaven. And we hallow His name, right? Unlike the Jeopardy contestants that don't know how to hallow His name yet. And the idea that they forgot that or they didn't know that, it makes me sad, Adam, because it's like, wait a minute. You're missing out on the most important aspect of your life, of who you are and why you're here. And if you don't understand that you have to hallow, and you don't have to, you got a choice. But if you don't understand to hallow God's name, that's where it all begins. That's where wisdom starts. That's where your life begins. And I say this as somebody, by God's grace and mercy, He's allowed me to come to that acknowledgement and that understanding.
Right.
And so I'm not sharing this as condemnation, right? Go ahead.
No. No, I mean, and that's the thing, right? Is the grace and mercy are what make the whole thing, those are the things that make the whole thing possible. Because we're all broken vessels, right? And none of us are holding water in and of ourselves. But again, by God's grace, we are His workmanship. That's what Ephesians says,
Yes.
And that He created good things in advance for us to do, not because we're all that, but because He is the God who knows the beginning from the end, right?
Right.
And so it's easy. It's so easy and natural to lose track of that. And we see that over and over and over and over again, especially in the Old Testament. You know, God's mm-hmm. people forgetting his provision. But I am hopeful that even amid all of the hard stuff that you deal with on your show and the crazy things happening in this country and this culture, it's a clarion call to remember God's goodness and his sovereignty in the midst right. of the madness. And each of us have a chance to be redemptive agents in
exactly.
the story he's put us in, right?
Yes, exactly. And excellent point here, Adam, because in the absence of God, you have this madness. This is what's going on. I mean, here we are. I mean, Disney remaking Little Mermaid, the Oscars coming up with different things that, you know, movies before wouldn't even qualify because they're not checking the right boxes. We are surrendering. We're surrendering reason and common sense to this new doctrine that wants to replace God, flat out, bottom line, full stop, right? No,
that's exactly right. And so we have to combat that with truth. And mm-hmm. and we're living in a crazy cultural moment in which there's so much confusion, though. I mean, just with the area of sexuality alone, you know, we saw this week that the new Pixar movie Elemental, that one of the actors came out and said, "Oh, I'm the first non-binary character." And you know, the interesting thing is, I gotta wonder if Disney really wanted that to come out in that way, because if you just watched the movie, you would probably not necessarily take that away from it. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's the orthodoxy now, right? And
exactly.
that's the message. I'm like, can we just tell a story about fire and water? Because that's what this story is. Why do we have to have non-binary water characters?
Everything has to be sexualized.
Who cares?
Yeah, everything's sexualized. Right. Exactly.
And so we have got to, you know, I am not technically one of Focus on the Family's primary spokesmen in the area of sexuality, but, man, I feel like we're at the tip of the sword because that's, it seems like that's the only conversation that our culture wants to have right now. And
it's the filter. It is the primary filter, and you got to go head on. But I'm telling you what, if Disney changes Bambi to a goat, I'm out of here. I mean, an LBGTQ goat, I'm that's just too much for me, okay? Leave Bambi alone.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the thing is, you've got to wonder at what point the bean counters and the shareholders say enough, because you've already destroyed the brand. I mean, their revenues just go down and down and down. The public is saying we're not interested in being indoctrinated with that message.
Exactly.
I think that's pretty loud and clear, but man, they're working hard to come up with every other explanation under the sun.
And they're finding alternatives, because look what's happening in the Christian realm alone. I mean, look at how much Christian content, family-oriented content, is being put out by Pure Flix, by Angel Studios, on and on. I mean, this is awesome, isn't it?
It is awesome, and there are all kinds of alternatives.
And if you have doubts and you have questions, go to the website, pluggedin.com. Adam and the team have done an outstanding job to keep you in the flow of the know and direct you to, you know, save your money and to protect your family's minds from all the wackiness that's going on, right?
Yep, absolutely. We definitely do
it's
that.
It's too obvious.
Thank you, Adam Holt.
Distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letter.